I'm Marco Werman with The World. The city of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, was once a government secret. It was built in the middle of World War II. Growing up in the 1970s, reporter Julia Barton spent a lot of time there. It's where her dad grew up, where her grandfather lived, and where he worked on mysterious gadgets, like one they called a glove box. But Julia never really knew what brought the family there in the first place. So she went back recently to try to find out.
My dad's hometown wasn't open to the public. The family moved to Oak Ridge in 1948, and there were checkpoints along every road into the city. We're driving by one now.
Everybody had to have a badge, at least all the adults had to have badges to get in the gate to the city. I mean, it was basically a walled city.
That's my dad, David Barton. He was 4 when the family moved here, and at the time, he didn't know why the city was walled off or what my grandfather did. Neither did his older brother, my Uncle Charles. He's with us, too.
In the early days, I would ask Daddy, Daddy, what do you do at work? And he would answer, that is a government secret.
This is the city where scientists enriched uranium for Little Boy, the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan. My grandfather, Charles Barton Sr., arrived in 1948, not long before the city was declassified. But the nuclear science continued. I'm no scientist and never quite understood what my grandfather did for 30 years as a nuclear chemist here. The grandfather I remember was retired, dressed for church in his gray tweed suit, holding a worn King James Bible. He died in 2009 at 97 years old. I've asked my dad and uncle to help me make sense of his life and work by taking me inside the once secret complex where he spent his career.
Julia?
Yes, that's me.
Ray Smith, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Go right on in. Turn to your left.
Hi, how are you?
Ray Smith welcomes us to Y-12, which government officials sometimes call the Fort Knox of uranium. It's run by the Department of Energy. Every American nuclear warhead contains uranium from this site. Somewhere behind these gates was my grandfather's lab.
So that's a microwave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that melts metal.
Okay.
All right.
Smith is a Tennessee native who worked in maintenance here for decades. It was his idea to open the Y-12 History Center. We enter a room filled with gadgets, old lathes, equipment for space missions, an antique laptop computer. My grandfather would have found many things to love here. And from the way Ray Smith is beaming at my relatives, it seems he would have loved my grandfather.
I remember him talking about the ANP project.
Right.
And I always thought it had something to do with the grocery store that we shopped at.
No. Nuclear propulsion.
I know.
Aircraft nuclear propulsion.
Yeah. I thought it
never did fly, by the way.
Well, yes, I know.
So that's one thing my grandfather did. He and his colleagues tried to build a nuclear reactor small enough to power an aircraft, which sounds insane to me, but the same idea later worked in nuclear submarines. Oak Ridge got its start in the early years of World War II. The government roped off a lot of land in this quiet valley in Tennessee, which many locals didn't like.
With my darling to the Tennessee walls.
My grandfather came from a church-going family in nearby Jellicoe, Tennessee. My dad can still remember hearing an uncle talk about the day the Oak Ridge area was closed off.
One morning he drove through it, and the next afternoon it was closed and stayed closed. So that, you know, and the people that lived here were just all these little communities and stuff, they were paid for their land, and they were told they had to move immediately.
The laboratories attracted experts from Ivy League universities and even from Europe. So when my granddad arrived in this modern, walled-off city, he stuck out. He was deeply religious. And you might have noticed that you can hear Tennessee in the way the Barton family speaks. Dad and Uncle Charles think that because my granddad was so culturally different from his colleagues, he was sidelined in his scientific work.
I think my father had a really good reputation as a scientist. And so they just had a hard time reconciling how anybody, you know, that was such a, you know, brilliant scientist could be, you know, could go to a fundamentalist Baptist church. And
also, he was a dry.
A dry was someone who didn't drink. As Southern Baptists, my grandparents even worked on a successful campaign to ban the sale of alcohol, which my granddaddy's colleagues probably didn't like.
We are approaching the American Museum of Science and Energy, which used to be known as the Atomic Museum, and my grandparents would just leave me here for hours on end.
Across town from Y-12, the old Atomic Museum serves as a kind of shrine to the official history of Oak Ridge. The story told here is that locals were kicked off their land for a good reason. The reason was that nuclear weapons saved more lives than they took, because they helped end World War II. That's the positive way of looking at Oak Ridge.
And the significant role they had played in bringing the greatest war in the history of man to an end.
Still, thinking about all that death and destruction is painful. No wonder I had trouble making sense of all this as a kid. What I did understand when I was little was the joy that can come from the science itself. I head upstairs to the interactive exhibits I used to love. There's a big model atom with orbiting electrons. My dad says it's out of proportion.
If there was a nucleus that size, the electrons would be miles and miles away from us right now. They wouldn't be anywhere close.
My dad's a musician. I'm a journalist. We don't know much about atoms, but a young kid is staring at us like we're science gods. I feel the need to rush on through the displays.
Hey, wait a minute!
Glove box.
A glove box, yeah, yeah.
It's the same kind of safety device my grandfather helped improve back in the 1950s. Instead of plutonium, there's a toy puzzle inside.
Okay, I'm going to try to use it. Take my picture.
I stick my hands inside the awkward gloves. They remind me of coming here as a little girl when I had no idea what any of this meant. Oak Ridge opens a lot of questions. Was it right to drop the nuclear bomb that was partly made here? Did the government need to force people off their land and build a secret city? But while I tinker with the puzzle, a lot of these questions fall away. My grandfather's name isn't attached to any famous discoveries or disasters. Most science isn't about those things anyway. It's about showing up to discover new things every day and being curious, consistent, and skeptical, no matter what is raging around you. For the World, Julia Barton, Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Julia's story about her family and Oak Ridge is part of our series about human relationships in the atomic age. We've got more stories at PRI.org/nuclear family.